Hey, it's your friend Renee, and welcome to the It's In You podcast. So this week we are talking about stress, and you know, we all make choices that way to manage stress in life. And this is something that I hope that you are going to start become more aware of your own stresses and how you can manage it differently or maybe a bit better for you. I call stress the silent killer. I think a lot of us are under a lot of stress and don't really realize we are. We're under more stress than we realize. And people, you maybe live in this stress state all the time that you don't realize that you are stressed because it has just become so normal to you. And it really plays havoc on your body, and it shows up in different ways. And, you know, I know lots of women really hate that. You know, they feel like they have that weight around their stomach. And I feel like stress goes straight there. And when you're really stressed and you feel like I'm eating my food right and I'm doing this and you're doing all the right things. But if we're constantly living in that fight or flight, you know, I believe it really, really will sit there on your tummy. So, you know, stress is a, you know, it is something that's going to hold us back, but it is part of life. And there's some stresses that are actually good for us. So, you know, exercise is a stressor. Those things and that stuff is beneficial for you, but not flogging yourself, none of the thing like that, but realizing that there are some stresses that are okay for you that maybe challenge you a bit more, when there's other stresses that we really don't need and they aren't good for us, and they are end up playing kind of havoc on your body. We are, you know, culturally, we tend to be this kind of a lot more stressed apparently than any other, you know, years previously, whether because of, you know, taking on too much or any of those things, or, you know, people, especially women, tend to have that tendency to feel like they need to live this perfect life or they need to do everything and all of those things. And I think it's really something to become aware of. I probably first really became aware of stress. I wish I knew back then what I know now. My dad had a business and the business was being liquidated, and that was a very stressful time. But during that time, you know, when my dad was really, really stressed, he wasn't sleeping at night. He, you know, like he used to, if he fell asleep on the couch at, say 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you would just leave him because you knew not to wake him up because he was up all night. And I wish I knew then what I knew now, because that was all stress. You know, that was like, it was just like, oh yeah, that's what dad does. But I didn't really understand that my dad, that was stress for him. And at the same time, my dad did have cancer. And, you know, that cancer had grown so rapidly during that time. It is something that he had kind of kept at bay. And then during this period of time where he was liquidating the business and he, you know, like he wanted to keep staff on, but he had to get rid of staff and all of that other stuff. You know, it did really grow rapidly. And he obviously got it removed and he's all fine. But that was kind of my first eye opener to understanding, like, oh, there, you know, there is different stresses and how it can really affect your body. And I really believe I believe that when we have things like that, your body is your best teacher. Your body's like telling you kind of what it needs. And, you know, so there are some telltale signs if you are somebody that is quite stressed, to be aware that you are stressed, but that you can do things about it. It is not a flick of the switch, you know, because it might be years that, you know, of pent up stuff, but it's also looking at how you manage it. Now, you know, things in life are stressful. There are things, and I'm a really, really big believer in always writing down, you know, kind of writing down or thinking out loud, like, what can I control and what can I not control? And if I'm really stressing about the things that are out of my control, then I've got to try to let it go because it's holding me back and it's really playing havoc on my body. And, you know, like when we're in this stress state, you know, it affects our sleep, it affects what we eat because we're going to be looking more for that comfort type food. affects my mood massively, you know, and then that in turn affects my relationship with my husband because maybe I'm more snappy with him, or affects my relationship with my kids because I'm again snapping at them or don't have the patience that I should have with them. So, you know, but if I'm stressing about the things that's totally out of my control, I can't change it. So I really need to learn to let go of it. And that is definitely something that I have worked out through the last few years. And I've really, I don't really stress about a lot of that stuff anymore. But there are some, you know, there are other stresses, but there are some stresses. And again, it's you choose how you want to deal with it, you know, like, so getting in the car. So lots of times you'll say to people, I'll say to people, oh, do you think you're stressed? And they'll be like, nah, I'm not stressed at all. I remember one girl, and she used to come to the classes, and I'd say to her, she was doing one-on-one training as well. And I was like to her, are you stressed? And I knew I knew her lifestyle, and I thought her lifestyle is really stressy. Like, I would feel super stressed. I felt stressed when she came to see me. You know, if she had to bring her kids with her, like, you know, that there was different things with the kids that were quite stressful. And she was like, no, I'm not really stressed, you know. And I one day I said to her, you know, because her weight was kind of stuck, and I said to her, you know, are you sure you're not stressed? Because if I was living, you know, with the things that's going on in your life, I would be pretty stressed too. And she kind of went and thought about it, and she realized that she just was in this such stress state that she didn't know she didn't know any different. And she actually was really highly stressed, and that was probably the thing that was holding her back. So when we feel stressed, your body is thinking. So in the like olden days, caveman days, I guess, that when we were feeling stressed, it was because your body had to respond. So we had to run away from the tiger. But what's happening now? So when it does that, it release your body will release cortisol. So it's going to release the cortisol to help you run, and you're going to give you that adrenaline rush to run away from the tiger. But in life, we don't need to run away from the tiger every day, but we feel that way. But our brain is telling us that we're in this stress state all the time. So it feels like we're needing to wear an edge, and that we need to run away because we need to save ourselves. We actually don't. But that feeling has become so normal to us that, you know, sometimes if you feel like you can't lose weight or any of those things, that, you know, it's because we're in this constant stress state, and your body is telling you that you need to run away from the tiger, that we're in danger all the time, when you're actually not in danger at all. But the more that you can start to become aware, the more that we can realize that we are in this stress state, you can start to get on top of it. So there are some other signs. If you're thinking, Renee, I think I'm stressed. Being stressed doesn't have to be tearing out your hair all the time. It doesn't have to be, you know, a horrible thing all the time. Being stressed can be, you know, it can be subtle things. So there are things that are stressful, and how you respond. So being stuck in traffic, running late for school, you know, running late for an appointment, having to run. So I remember another time my dad had went for an appointment at the doctor's in Brisbane. Now, he got lost. He took the wrong turn, got lost, had to get a car park, was late for the appointment, and had to get upstairs. And he got there, and his blood pressure was through the roof. And the doctors were like, oh, you need to go on blood pressure medication, blah, blah, blah. And my dad was like, no, I have just, you know, I have just, you know, I've just got stuck in traffic. I took the wrong turn. I had to blah, 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 blah. You know, so he was like, so he knew that's why his blood pressure was higher than normal. So like, there's things like that in everyday life, which is a stress, and that can put havoc on our body. But you can choose how you respond. And this is something that I have definitely learned to manage, you know, like sometimes if I maybe am a little bit late for the school run, you know, and I'm like, oh, I'm running late, you know, ooh, quick, you know, and then I was like, just stop, slow down, Renee, like, slow down. You can't do anything about it, you know. And I've tried to calm myself down in that state. So sometimes it's becoming aware of these things and how they might really be playing havoc on your body and on you. There are some other real telltale signs that your body may be stressed, and you might be living in this more stressed state. Tooth or jaw pain can be a sign. So we might be tending to grit your teeth or grind your teeth. It's something that we can do maybe when we're sleeping or when you're in a, you know, you don't realize you're doing it. That kind of clenching and all of that. And it can, you know, lead to serious, but if you are feeling, you know, like that is something that was bothering me. I went to the naturopath last year and I had my bloods taken, and she was like, your stress is through the roof. And I really thought I was on top of my stress, and I clearly wasn't. And I really thought I was on top of it. And it was a real eye opener to be like, when did my, you know, like I realized I was living in this stress state and things had become so normal that I'd forgotten that I could feel different. And you know, I didn't think I was stressed because I thought, I understand stress. You know, I tell everybody watch their own stress, but I was actually stressed myself. So I really had to work really hard on making changes to try to de-stress myself. And I did that through meditation. Guided meditations, and I did it through that, and through really becoming aware, and you know, deep breathing, and just telling myself, you know, like I worry a lot about, you know, my son, he's worried if I'm not at school at time, you know, and all those other things. So I was like, right, that's something that stresses me out because I don't want to upset him, I don't want to miss him. So I had to work out how to really manage that better. I realized that when I was feeling stressed, I realized that I want to help everybody and I want to do this, but I don't give myself enough time. So lots of times I am cutting myself short, and, you know, I'm cutting myself too short on time, and I'm getting a lot better at kind of saying no to things and making sure that I'm leaving enough time between appointments or between clients and things like that. I find I've got somebody that I train in her house, and I find getting to her house, I'm always stressing because I'm always running late. You know, so I become aware of those things, and then I've really tried to manage my time better, say no to more things, and really choose the things that are going to work best for my health. And this is why I'm asking you to start to become aware of what some of your stresses are, and you know, what are the things that are in your control that you can kind of take charge of, and you know, say, well, you know, so mine was booking people too close. That's my fault. I was doing that. So booking people too close together. So, you know, giving myself more of a gap between people, because I like to chat and I want to make sure that we can chat about the things that, you know, sometimes my stress was communication with my husband because I wasn't being clear enough with him. And, you know, I've learned, which would then make him frustrated and annoyed because I hadn't told him exactly, or I hadn't, you know, I told him I was doing something and I actually did the opposite or something, you know, something like that. So having better communication is taking stresses away. So it's really for you to become aware of some things that may cause stress in your life. But I really, really believe that your body will show you, your body will really will come out in different ways. And you know, there's kind of some telltale signs that you might be like, actually, I think, you know, maybe this is some of me. Some other things. So I talked about your jaw tooth pain. So, another thing is if your memory's really shot. So if you find like, you know, you've got so many things on, you're missing appointments or you're missing things, which this was one of mine. If we've got too many things going on, that's obviously a sign that you're stressed, and then you're starting to forget things. The same as like, I go to do something and then I forget it and whatever else, you know, I'm all of those things. That's a sign of stress. If your period is not regular, so if your period's, you know, regular, that's how, it's another way that your body is trying to tell you that there's something, you know, that is responding to the stress. And, you know, it's another sign that it's saying to you, slow down, you know, slow down and look after your body. Digestive issues is a big one. So, you know, stress plays havoc on your gut. And, you know, they say our gut is like our second our brain. So if you're somebody that, you know, you might notice that you can't go to the toilet, you know, and they say, you know, that your stomach and your brain are connected, and having gut issues, going, you know, going, not being able to go to the toilet, having heartburn, diarrhea, all of those things can be signs of stress. And, you know, it's your body telling you that, you know, this is something to become aware of, that that it's not liking the state that you're in, but you can do something about it. Another sign is if your muscles are, like, if you're really sore or tense all the time. So I tend to find with a lot of people that, like, say people might hold their stress in their shoulders. So they're like this and they're in that tense kind of state. So they hold the stress in the shoulders, and that when they're holding it in there, you know, like if you have anything that happens, it goes, you know, you go straight to there. And if you get an injury, it goes there, or the lower back. I find that's another one. So if you kind of have an area that kind of is sore all the time, you know, I find that your body does respond in saying, hey, you know, I'm going to give you pain in here because we're just that stressed and tense all the time. If you're sleeping too much, or you're not sleeping, or you're the opposite, not sleeping at all, that can be another sign of stress. Sleep is everything. And I know from just, you know, having a few rough nights last week of how much sleep makes such a difference to your day, your, you know, and everything. And if you are stressed, you're probably not going to sleep well. And there are so many knock-on effects from not getting a good night's sleep. So the knock-on effects can be, you know, you'll make poorer choices with food. You know, you are more irritable during the day. You don't feel like exercising. You know, you don't feel like getting out and walking and all of those things, because we are in this stressed state, and then you're not sleeping. They can also say that your stress comes out in your dreams. If you kind of have crazy dreams, or, you know, it's a really restless night, or any of those things, that's obviously a sign that your brain has just got too much going on in it and it really needs to sort it out. I definitely find when I am feeling a bit like, the other night I was feeling frustrated at just some things at home, and I sat and I journaled before I went to bed, because I thought, I need to get this out of my head. I don't, it's no one's fault. It's just, I was just feeling quite frustrated, and I thought, I just need to get it out. And you know what? I wrote it out, and I went to sleep, and I woke up in the morning, and I felt so much better. And I was just so glad that I had that kind of tool there to get it out of my brain, because I didn't want to wake up and start my day, you know, still feeling frustrated from what I'd felt the day before. Where if you find that you're really edgy and irritable all the time, and like things make you angry or frustrated, or, you know, like that really quick, that is a sign that you're stressed. If you find like you might be things that you probably normally wouldn't bother you, or you didn't think bother you, you know, and you sometimes, you know, I might catch myself maybe telling the kids off or something, and I'm like, hey, Renee, this is not normal. You know, so that's a sign that that is a sign that you are, you know, that you're stressed, and, you know, where again, we just need to really calm our mind. Other signs is if your head is throbbing. So, again, that carrying too much stress, obviously we tense in our muscles and it can radiate into head. And I know this is something that I suffer from. I know pretty much when I am feeling quite stressed, I can instantly get a headache. And that is my body telling me that, you know, I maybe need to, I need to listen to it. And, you know, so if you are having more headaches than what you normally would, then that's, you know, that's a sign that you do need to look at your stress levels and, become aware of it and learn to manage it. If you find that making like decisions that would probably normally be quite a simple decision, but you're really, maybe you're over analyzing it, maybe you're over, and you know, you're making it really harder than what it should be. Again, that is a sign that you are in this stress state, and we are living, you know, we're living this way, and maybe it's something to become aware of. Other ways that stress can show on your body is you might see that you're losing your hair. You might break out in hives or any of those things. You might find that you make like something You create a mountain out of a molehill. You know, you might create a problem in a happy, something that is happy, and you know, that's just, again, that's you living in this stress state, and we try to you know, you're short with somebody and we take it out on them. And when we are stressed, we can take it out on the people close to us. I know lots of people, when they feel stressed, they tend to feel like they need alcohol to calm them down or to feel calm. And I really urge you to think about those choices, because, you know, alcohol is actually a depressant. So it sometimes leads you into, instead of giving the high, you'll get that high, but then you'll come crashing down and the problem's still going to be there. So, you know, you're only masking it. And people think by, you know, drinking or doing things, you know, maybe more risky things that they wouldn't normally do, that that's going to take away their stress. Well, I like, getting to recognizing the problem and getting to the bottom of it is probably the best option for realizing your stress. And alcohol is, you know, not the best stress reliever, because it can end up making you feel, it can end up making you feel worse, you know, and that's not what we want. We want to really, really feel good about ourselves. And, you know, sometimes you'll notice when you are really stressed, you might notice that you get sick easily, or you can't kind of get rid of things, you know, colds or any of those things, because you are in that kind of stress state. So I wonder if anybody recognizes that they have any of this, if any of these things are happening to them, if they've realized, like, I didn't think I was stressed, but maybe I am. But maybe over the next week, you can start to be aware of how stress does affect you. And if you are in a more stressed state than what you think, awareness is the key. So when you can become aware of what's going on or how you're feeling, you can then do something about it. And so the first step is recognizing it, recognizing that you might be stressed. And for me, when I felt really stressed, like towards last year, I remember being like, I was shocked because I thought I was on top of it. I thought I was really on top of it, but I wasn't. And I think as a busy female, as a busy mom, you know, we do sometimes get caught into life and put ourselves last. And for me, I'm always like, it's okay. I'll be all right. But then it gets to a point where I'm not all right anymore. And I really do need to start to put yourself first, you know, so it's recognizing those types of things. And I remember thinking so for me, when I feel really stressed, the beach is my happy place. So the beach is my happy place, and it makes me feel really good. And when last year I was like, I can't, you know, I've got to go from this place to back home and then do this work and then go pick up school and then come back. And then, you know, and I was like, I can't make it to the beach because I just can't fit it in. And then I went, no, I have to make it work. I have to fit it. I walk in on the beach, and then I made it a priority and I made it work. And just having that time to, you know, have the sand in my toes, to walk on the beach, the water, you know, the water in my feet, and to really spend that half an hour. I then was so, you know, I was so much more productive for the rest of the afternoon because I'd had that bit of time out. And it really helped me start to manage my stress. And it's something I still do now. And so I think work, want you to think about, and it's good to brainstorm it when we're not in a stress state, brainstorm some of the things that maybe really work for you. Mine was going to the beach. And like I said, I love guided meditation. It's taken me a very long time to like them and to realize how good they are for you. And so if you are somebody that's not quite there yet, don't worry. But I never thought I would be a meditator, but I am. And I make it a priority now to make sure that I'm doing it. I try to do something every day. I could just listen to a guided meditation. And the more that I do it, the more that I can really feel that that relaxes me. And my husband's quite a stressy person. And, you know, I think the more that I've spent time working on myself and making sure that I'm managing my stress, the more I see, you know, sometimes I see him and I kind of chuckle to myself because, you know, he's making a mountain out of a molehill, or he's, you know, I just can't go with this anymore. I just can't do this, you know. And you're like, Oh, you need to meditate. You need to learn to chill out. So if it is something that you haven't done, it is not for everybody, but you just got to find what works for you. So what I want you to think about today is, are you somebody that is maybe more stressed than you realize? Is stress playing havoc on your life? Is stress maybe the thing that is holding you back in I've had people that their food is perfect. Their food is perfect. Their exercise is on point. They're getting their steps in, but they don't lose any weight. And the reason is stress, sleep and stress. So, really think about, is stress playing havoc on you? And if we're stressing about things, write it out. Write it out and really look at what are the things that are really stressing you, and what's in your control, and what can you do about it? Because there is always something that you can do. And that's what I had to do. I had to look and think, what can I do about these things? This is what I want in my life. I want it to be this way. Well, I'm stressing about something that I want in my life, so I've got to let it go. I've got to let go of the stress because I'm choosing this, and then being like, okay, I'm booking people too close together. I'm trying to fit 10 people into a time slot. I can only fit eight. So make that change. Say no. Put yourself first. I'm saying yes to this person, yes to that person, but then in the end, I'm the one that ends up feeling stressed and run down. So really look at that, and it's taking charge. Say if it's let's say that you've got ask for extra help. We are all so proud, and then we don't ask for help. But let's say, a girl was just saying yesterday, her husband's working away. She's got two little kids, and she says, "I've hired a nanny for 2 hours at night time. I'm not doing it anymore. I don't need that stress." And I was like, "Good on you." I remember another lady. She had twins, and she just got help. She got help, and she had someone in to do the washing. She had someone in to do, and she got help because she wanted to be there and be present for her kids. And so look at the things that are in your control and what you can do about it, because I guarantee you there's something that you can do about it, and you can really make big changes. All right, so I'm loving yous and leavies now, so I will speak to you all soon. I hope we've been able to find this information of use to you. If you know someone who might be enjoy this podcast, please share it with them and ensure that you subscribe so you can be the first to know when new podcasts are released. If you have the time to leave a 5-star review, that would be amazing and it would be greatly appreciated. Thanks so much. Have an amazing day. Speak soon.